WMUC-FM, College Park.
Sure.
slam, you know, I declare. Total war on the pushing man. I'd cut him if he stand, and I'd shoot him if he'd run. And I'd kill him with my Bible and my razor and my gun. Goddamn, the pusher.
Flower when I thought I spied some lead.
Start again. a minute now, man. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spot some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Ah, me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying, ban the bums. I jumped right into line, saying, I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I had eaten for 5 days straight. Looking for the cook, I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. Now, I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots and I was on the street again. Well, I rapped upon a house with a U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. Out of cab, I went out the other door. This Englishman said fab as he saw me leap a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street. When that bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails. But let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hocked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymed with sails, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name, and I said, Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said, for the Pope of Ebrook, I was employed. They let me go right away. They were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing, they were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus. I just said good luck.
Therefore, I am. I think.
Of course you are, my bright little star. I've miles and miles and miles, pretty files of your forefather's fruit. And now, to suit our great computer, your magnetic ink.
I'm more than that. I know I am. At least, I think I must be.
There you go, man. Keep as cool as you can. Face piles of trials with smiles. It riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave. And keep on thinking free.
Even so, with your eyes, lovely to see you again, my friend. We have no headphone volume.
Oh, we have no headphone volume?
I'm not plugged. I have no headphone volume.
I have headphone volume.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Let me... Wait. Start talking. I'll plug into the other thing.
Okay. So, this is another show of Employees Must Wash Hands. And Jay has shared with me a webpage so I can increase my sound buttons.
You must be a devil with the ladies.
Huh.
Well, wait. The reason I have no headphone volume is I'm using the wrong headphones.
Oh, so you don't have headphones.
Broadcasting is complicated. Let me... I can...
So, do you have your headphones now?
Hello?
Can you hear yourself?
Hello? And I still can't hear my... Let me plug in over there.
So...
Hello?
Can you hear yourself?
I can't. Yeah. Can I hear you?
Yeah, can you hear yourself?
I can hear me. I can hear you.
Okay, so we had an audience here at the station and they were cheering for you. So, yeah.
I'm glad somebody likes me. Okay.
Everyone likes you, Jay.
This is WMUCFM College Park, where college radio is error-prone radio. Trying to hook up a million things at once. What's really crazy, he's picking out sound effects, and I'm picking out sound effects, and we were doing it separately, and he was looking at the same places I was looking at. I was looking at Stephen Hawking, and you were looking at Stephen Hawking, and I was looking at Family Guy, and you were looking at Family Guy, and I was looking at Beavis and Butthead. And you were looking at Beavis and Butthead.
You know, they're kind of the staples of, I don't know, of meme culture. Have you seen the meme about Stephen Hawking? With the dwarves and stuff?
No.
There is this, I don't know, it's a rumor or not, that he was in the Epstein list. And one of his things was that he liked to party with dwarf people.
Oh, okay. The little people, so. Take a look at that. Oh, by the way, this is a reminder.
So,
these people speak French. In this course, everybody speaks French.
So just one thing before we get into French stuff. It was just a rumor, it was just a meme about the Stephen Hawking thing. It never happened. It was funny, but it was not real, just to clarify. So, Jay, why do you like French so much?
Well, when I was a kid, my favorite cartoon was Pepe Le Pew. So he inspired me, I wanted to be like him.
Like a stunk?
Yeah.
I mean, he was funny. With the cat?
Yeah.
So, here, I have... Let me see if this is French. Let me know if you think this is French. Is that French?
That was too quick for me.
They are from Nice or something like that? Or what about this?
Follow me this way. We're going to see the Prime Minister of Canada.
Power-hungry Americans, I'll fix you. Ah, Jesus, 18 hours. We're running out of time.
All right, boys, prepare yourselves. We're about to enter French Canada.
French Canada?
There's no Canada like French Canada. It's the best Canada in the land. The other Canada is hardly Canada. If you lived here for a day, you'd understand.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to French Canada! We have everything your heart could desire. Trapezes, trampolines, and lots of cheese.
Would you like a mustache?
Just stay calm, boys. French Canadians are a little odd.
We're just passing through to see the new Prime Minister.
Well, first, you must answer that phone.
Ring, 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 ring.
We don't have time for this.
You cannot pass through French Canada unless you take that phone call.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hello! If you are going to see the new Prime Minister, then I want to go with you. He has passed a new law forbidding us French Canadians to drink wine.
How can the French not drink wine? Travesti!
Okay, you can come with us.
Oh, very good! Let us make haste!
There's no Canada like French Canada. It's the best Canada in the land. And the other Canada
is a bullshit Canada.
If you lived here for a day, you'd understand.
I think you'd understand. You understand.
So that was French Canada. So what do you think about French Canada?
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
Well, you are right. I must have a malfunction because I'll ask you about French Canada. But let me see. I have another French stuff here. So let's see if this is French.
And this
is that French?
These people speak French. In this course, everybody speaks French.
Let me see.
Alors écoute-moi bien, petit fils de pute.
Is that French?
Yes.
Let me see.
Here's some French.
Okay.
Fresh chavkalash! Get your chavkalash!
Is that French?
Yeah, chavkalash.
How do you pronounce that?
From Algeria. Like this.
Fresh chavkalash! Get your chavkalash!
Chavkalash?
Chavkalash.
What else can be French? Maybe... Well, do you think this is French?
I'm in danger.
I forgot to tell people something about this show.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Oh, we're in NBC now. In color?
Yeah.
How can we be in color if we are radio?
Well, formerly we were black and white, and now in color.
So how was radio in black and white?
Well, you have black people and white people.
Oh, like the US from before.
And now you're here, so it's brown people. We're in living color. Like I said.
Yeah.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And gluten-free.
And you know what else is in the radio?
What?
La cucaracha!
Well.
La cucaracha is in the radio now.
And it's gluten-free, you know, like this.
Yeah. Extra protein without gluten.
Oh, hey, Bri. Hey, you want to go out and get some gluten-free pizza? I'm gluten-free now. But, you know, I'm not going to be annoying about it.
Too late.
What else do we have?
God's watching me do number two? Oh, man, I'm a sinner and God's a pervert.
Yeah, that's Chris. Do I have any other Stewie? Well, I've got... So, were you looking at Simpsons also?
Yeah.
Because my favorite character is Comic Book Guy. Let me give you some of him.
last night's Itchy and Scratchy was, without a doubt, the worst episode ever. Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
Oh, yeah, I remember, like, the prototypical internet guy was the comic book guy.
Yep.
Let me see what else. This is a Simpsons
19.
One.
19. Hit me. 20. Hit me. 21. Hit me. 22.
Do!
So, Jay, it reminds me of something that happened this Friday. I went with some friends to a casino in Arundel.
Uh-oh, this sounds like a scary story.
It's not Halloween yet.
Okay, there's the Las Vegas music. Continue with your story.
Is this Las Vegas? Sounds Australian to me. But anyway, so I went with some friends to a casino in Arundel.
Yes.
And I don't know, they were ordering some drinks or something. Because I don't drink alcohol, I decided to walk around and stumble upon a blackjack table. And I put, the lowest bet was 25, so I put 25. Actually, 40. So they gave me the chips, and you know, I started playing blackjack, but I forgot the rules of blackjack when I was playing blackjack.
Like Homer forgot the rules.
Yeah. So I lost $25. But later that day, I played blackjack again with a friend, and I won my money back. So, you know, it was a nice experience. And don't play blackjack if you don't know the rules, or don't play poker if you don't know the rules. I think that's my takeaway from today. And I think someone wants to say something.
Mister, I have not begun to project my anger onto you.
Yeah, I was very, very angry when I lost my money, but...
Here's somebody else who's angry.
God has a hard-on for Marines, because we kill everything we see.
God's watching me do number two? Oh, man, I'm a sinner, and God's a pervert.
Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
Is that the comic book guy?
Yeah.
What is... Let me see.
That's a fender bender!
Let me see who else is here.
It's Eric Cartman. Seriously, don't be a dirty Jew and watch this shizbussin' stream. He has a whole elite squad in there. Chipcode, Hearing, Native Dog, Modi, Bags, Cheesy, Tom, Trash Panda, and more. Grab some cheesy poofs and watch the show.
Well, Cartman.
Yeah, but you cannot watch this show. You can just listen to it. And do you like what is the name of the song?
Surfing Bird.
Yeah. Do you like the song?
Yeah.
Do you like, let me see, do you like this version of this song? Do you like that version of this song?
Peter Griffin's one of my favorites. My number one favorite is Stewie Griffin.
And do you know that the voice actor of Peter, and you know most of the voices in Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane, He's yeah, also...
He's Stewie and he's Brian.
Yeah, and he's also, I think, a nice impersonator of Frank Sinatra.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, the way he sings, he likes to sing Frank Sinatra. Oh, let me see. So what else do we have here?
You ever watch that TV show Lost in Space?
Yeah, it's kind of a family, Lost in Space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my favorite, of course, is Dr. Smith. Here he is.
Since you're obviously devoid of any kind of mechanical aptitude whatsoever, I know that you find this very difficult to comprehend. But let me assure you, the system is foolproof.
So, I don't know, his voice sounds familiar, like another character talks like that.
He's sounds a little bit like Stewie.
Yeah, I was thinking that. What else? Who else is in here?
Hey, wait, here's a response to comic book guy.
Ooh, a fat, sarcastic Star Trek fan. You must be a devil with the ladies.
Have you seen the later seasons of The Simpsons?
Not very many.
He got married.
Comic book guy got
yeah,
married?
He got married. And I don't know how the story is right now, but he's expecting a child.
That seems out of character for him, but...
You know, like... When you have a show for 30 years and characters don't change, you need to do something.
I'm going to investigate that and see what it's like comic book guy as a family man.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine that after 30 years, Bart and Lisa are still 10 and 8?
Yeah.
Like, there is this story that says that Homer should be... When the show started, he was from 1953, 58, something like that. But now, if we consider his age, now he will be from 1993 or something like that.
You mean born in those years? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the way television works.
Let me see.
Here's a voice from the real world, outside the Matrix.
Have you ever stood and stared at it, marveled at its beauty, its genius? Billions of people just living out their lives, oblivious.
You know, do you like The Matrix?
Yeah.
What was the best one?
Well, I only saw the first two, and I liked the first one the best.
Everyone says that the first one is the best, the second one is okay, and the third one is really bad, and the fourth one isn't watchable.
I didn't know there was a fourth one.
Yeah, there is a fourth one.
Quack, 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 quack.
I'm
Jay, what is that thing? Is someone singing?
Yeah, that's a different dialect of French.
Oh, that's a different dialect of French?
Yeah, and this guy here is just gargling.
So, speaking French.
It's gargle. It's French gargle. It's Fargle.
Fargle.
Yeah. Fargle.
Fargle. And where do they speak French? Gargle. Fargo. Fargo. Let me see if this is good French. You know, that's Duolingo French.
Duolingo?
Yeah, Duolingo French.
I couldn't detect those words.
Thank you.
people speak French. In this course, everybody speaks French.
Get your clavkalash!
We're working on it.
So, Jay, remember when we talk about the L.A. accent?
You live there, so you can tell me if it's authentic.
So, let's play
knock
this.
Knock your one. Head off, man. I'll knock your head off. Roll around if you ever saw me.
Well, this
knock
guy.
Your head off. It's a bus.
Hello, sir. Why the long face?
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of like freaking pissed off, man. I always want to be a SoundCloud artist, man. What's but no one wants to, listen to my stuff, man. It makes me angry, man.
I don't mind it. You just need to keep working hard at it, and you'll definitely find an audience. Practice makes perfect.
Hey, I just remember, you two little critters told me that, it would be easier if I just quit making music and, gave the freak up and stuff, man.
No, we've never spoken to you, sir.
Yeah, no, I met you two, man. I freaking met you two. You're grim and you're gnarly and stuff, man.
Look, I see what's going on. Now, look, those are just two guys who look like us.
Yeah, they just look like us.
Man, shut up, man. You're trying to trick.
Get out of my head!
Hey, wait a minute, man. They don't, think nothing matters at all, man. He was, scared to die and stuff, man. What the man, that makes me angry, man.
Yes. That was the California accent that I remember.
Okay.
So.
She's in California too. She's from another country.
Oh, she's in California?
Yeah.
You know the artist?
Yeah, her name is Vrshitlkish Birkin Tichalin.
I thought it was. When you said California, I thought you were talking about hippie stuff.
No, not everybody in California is a hippie.
Yeah, not everyone. But just find them from time to time. Did I tell you that I wanted to become a hippie in California?
You a hippie?
Yeah.
Well, you don't smoke weed. You can't be a hippie.
Yeah, that was...
unqualified.
Yeah. I realized I couldn't smoke weed, so... I have to relinquish my dreams of becoming a hippie.
Yep. Here's what they said about me.
You must be a devil with the ladies. Oh, a fat, sarcastic Star Trek fan. You must be a devil with the ladies.
Okay.
So, Jay, do you like Star Trek? Are you a Trekkie?
No. I just wanted to get that in there again.
Let me
Vakna, de kuidelige drenge, de glede salt falke i stogene bar. For de sovet i fare lenge.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thank you.